Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK, as usual, sharing as much energy and excitement as I possibly can during these difficult and trying times while we're all hunkering down, staying at home, and keeping socially distant but emotionally available. Joining me on the phone this morning, KYUK's news director, Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady. During this time of social distancing, more people are staying home and turning to art, crafts, and other creative pursuits to fill their mind and their time. Objects created during this period are part of the historical record now. And two Bethel community members are planning an art show for people to share what they've made during the 2020 pandemic whenever that time of coming together again returns. My guests this morning are Renee Athanas, CEO of the Bethel Council on the Arts and treasurer of the Bethel Arts Guild, and Josh Fisher, who is president of the Bethel Council on the Arts. Good morning, Renee and Josh, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, let's begin with you. You came up with this idea of a post-pandemic art show. What is your vision for this?
Yeah, it was to give the community something to look forward to. We're kind of in this situation where we don't know how long this is going to go, and we're not allowed to gather, and just something that we can focus on in the future, not quite sure when, that we're able to get together and share things that we've created. Share our experiences, during this difficult time.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, tell me, what are the things you've been creating during this pandemic?
I've been practicing guitar more. I've been playing more guitar, for sure. And I've been taking walks each day on BIA Road, and I've been taking a picture from the same place each day that I'm going to create a time lapse, hopefully, of the change of the season. So you'll be able to see everything going from green to kind of where we are now, this kind of brownish color, then to a nice explosion of green. That's some of the creative stuff I've been doing. I'd like, though, to get into drawing. So that's the next thing.
And when did your photography, when did that begin that you started taking the same picture in the same place?
That was in February that I started. So we were, as soon as it was up in the 20s, I started getting out and walking out there and taking some pictures. And so it was late February that it began. So it's definitely, everything is very much covered in snow when I started it.
Mm-hmm. And what is a particular song on the guitar that you have been drawn back to play again and again during this time?
I've been playing a lot of Bach right now, and it's the second cello suite is what I've been working on. It's Bach is can be difficult to learn and memorize, and so it gives me a lot to work on. And I have two little babies at home, and so I play for them, and they seem to like it as well. So,
well, I am looking forward to live music again sometime in the future. Renee, what about you? What have you been creating during this time?
Well, I actually got back into doing a little bit of silk painting on some silk scarves, and did some with my granddaughter and my son. We made some scarves for her mom and her other grandma, and that's been kind of a fun thing to start doing over again. I haven't done them in a long time. And, of course, I've been doing some pottery, and I have this matched set with a serving tray and that I'm really kind of excited about. Can't wait to see how it comes out when I get back to be able to glaze it. So just kind of that kind of thing, doing a little bit of sketching. I wouldn't say I've completed any drawings, but I've done a little bit of that. So just the usual things I like to do, but more often.
Mm-hmm. And Renee, what is it, you've talked to a lot of artists in town, what is it that you've heard other people are making during this time?
Well, I know that there's some people that are doing a lot of quilting, and I know that there's probably a lot of people also working on Moses Tulum, who is a member of the Kuskokwim Art Guild, has been working on some masks. I've seen him outside of his house working on them. And John Oscar has also told me that, and I know there's some people doing other beading, skin sewing, drawings, paintings. And those are all the kind of things that we want to try to showcase in this community art show. And, of course, Joss was mentioning that we should also include some poetry and storytelling and other things like that that people have had an opportunity to kind of focus on during this time. And, oh, I did write a poem. I also wrote a poem. So those are the kinds of things that Josh and I were talking about, that people get a chance now to kind of do those things. And that's what we're hoping we'll get
it
to show off.
It is National Poetry Month.
Right.
Renee, would you have the poem handy? Would you like to share it?
I don't remember mine right off the bat. It was with the NPR story on what I'm learning from grief that one of the nurses did. So I don't have that right in front of me.
Okay. What is it that doing this art during this time has done for you? What kind of role is it playing in your life during this pandemic? What about you, Josh?
For me, it's a way of sort of like when kind of watching the seasons change, that experience of watching a drawing take shape or a piece of music take shape over time. And it you get to that when you're taking that walk each day, or when you pick up the guitar each day or draw a little bit each day. You kind of see this gradual improvement over time. And it's a way of kind of unplugging from this sort of constant news cycle, constant social media, feed that's just endless, and it's, you can kind of step away from that a little bit. And I find it's great for your mental health. You know, it gives you this this break that your brain really needs. You know, your brain needs this time of, you know, not just consuming, but media and different things, but actually producing something. And that to me is invaluable that time.
And Renee, same question. What role is art playing for you during this time?
Kind of like Josh, it's definitely cathartic. I mean, I have to do it. I have to do something every day, something creative in some manner. It's like almost a compulsion for me anymore, because it does help with my mental health. It keeps me, my mind engaged. I get to be, let my mind create different things, and my hands get to make stuff, and it's a wonderful connection for myself to be able to express what I'm feeling through some kind of art. And that, I think, a lot of people do experience. They could do it through a lot of different ways, and that it's very important to me to be able to do that constantly. It's almost like an addiction. Mm-hmm. I have to do it every day.
Mm-hmm. Many people have been making, of course, a lot of masks during this time. Would mask be able to be entered into this art show you're planning?
Well, yes. I know people have done a lot of them, you know, and if people did some that they really thought were kind of outstanding, or they have a lot of them handy, we would absolutely display them.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that has taken off is food across the nation, and I've seen here in Bethel, too, people experimenting with new recipes that they haven't tried before, and maybe they've been wanting to try for a while. And then bread. Many people starting to make their own bread. Would food have a place in this art show?
I think it would be great to have, you know, whatever you've been working on during the quarantine, to have that brought, you know, and having many different types of food would be great as well. Of course, I love baking bread, so I'll definitely have some bread there.
Well, we were thinking when Josh and I were chatting about having, you know, what was your favorite dish to make during the quarantine, or what was a new dish that you experimented with and everybody seemed to like. I know for myself, my family loves this new apple cake, German apple cake that I've been making. Of course, I shouldn't be eating so many desserts because the pounds are just going right on, but it's tasty. So I'm probably going to make German apple cake for the potluck. We're going to ask everyone to bring their favorite dish that they've made, or the thing that they've, you know, found the most comforting during this time, and have it there to share. You know, our community is big on sharing and getting together and celebrating, and that's kind of what we're thinking.
German apple cake. I am looking forward to that. Josh, you are an artisan bread maker, even having grown your own wheat and turned that into flour. What are you trying new breads during this time, or returning to a certain bread?
I've been working on just perfecting sourdough. That's kind of a long journey to get sourdough. But the other day I did take some dark chocolate and just throw it into a sourdough loaf, and that's a really interesting bread. And so I might have some things like that, some garlic bread that I've been making as well. I'll have a little variety most likely, but looking forward to this summer and hopefully growing some more wheat again. So we'll see how the weather does.
And you're both on the Bethel Council on the Arts, and with the social distancing requirements, that schedule has really had to be changed and shifted. What can the Bethel community expect from the arts, from the Arts Council? Is it all just waiting to be seen, or is anything that can be planned now, Renee?
Well, I know that with Chamai postponed, Linda Curta has been working towards trying to have it this fall, and that may or may not happen. That depends, of course, a whole lot on the high school and their schedule and if it's available, and there's so many unknowns now that it's really hard to plan and set a firm date for something as large as that, because it takes a lot of planning, and we don't have any other firm things. We want to do a Just Desserts night sometime in the fall, and we want to do a Just Dance night sometime in the fall. So those are kind of the things we're working on. We have not actually got any contracts with artists coming in to perform like we have before with different bands and artists. So it's kind of tough to schedule those right now.
I imagine so. I'm also looking forward to the return of Saturday markets, which always are a bright light of joy once a month, whenever those can return again. So about this art show, the time isn't set yet, but do you know where it would happen or any sort of details that could be provided? Josh?
The plan is to have it at the Cultural Center, and we'll have to be looking at their schedule once we're able to set a date. The time is very much to be determined. We're waiting to see when this quarantine period's over, when it's deemed safe for gatherings, and then I'm thinking after summer, but there's nothing firm yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just have a couple minutes left. What would you like to say to the artist, or I guess anyone who is making anything during this time in the community? Renee?
I hope this encourages people to work on something that they want to show off, that they're proud of, that they feel, wow, this is great. You know, it's a good poem, it's a good song, it's a good quilt, it's a good beaded earrings, ivory carving, basket, anything that they've been making that's made them feel good, made them feel that flow of creative juices that all of us can do. So I'm hoping that they'll, and food, back to food again. If they've been doing that, that could be what they bring. I just want people to take all of this time that they've had to have, use it, make something beautiful, bring it in, and let's get together and celebrate that we can get together. That's my thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. And in our final minute, Josh, what do you have to say?
Yeah, I would say, you know, this art show is open to anyone. It's open to all disciplines and in all levels. You know, I don't want people to feel like if they're not a professional artist, then they shouldn't bring something to show. You know, this is about the community, and it's about all of our creativity, no matter what level that you're at. Maybe you're just starting to learn something, and we want you to share that. You know, we want to bring that community together around different creative pieces.
Well, Renee and Josh, I've enjoyed talking with you this morning, and I'm looking forward to when the community can gather again and share what they've made during this time. Renee Athanas is the CEO of the Bethel Council on the Arts and treasurer of the Bethel Arts Guild, and Josh Fisher is president of the Bethel Council on the Arts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Grady, back to you.
Have an excellent morning, Anna Rose. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And it's drying up a bit out there, so stay dry, folks, as you traverse out a little bit. Enjoy the outdoors and the sunshine and get some sleep. Keep your bones and energy up. You might need it. And leaves me barely anything else to say except for don't forget to be awesome to each other, folks. Don't forget. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited.